Jupiter sick, Jet?
I don't think so. Jupiter? Hey, Jupiter boy, something worrying you? Something's worrying him, that's for sure. Jupiter? Jupiter!
The makers of Jungle Oats and Black Cat Peanut Butter bring you the incredible adventures of the most amazing man of our time, Jet Jungle, and his black leopard, Jupiter. A fantastic pair who fearlessly fight evil wherever they find it. Tonight, Project Far Star.
When the world is trouble, and you need a mighty friend, who will come on the double, and be fighting to the end.
Yes, Black Cat Peanut Butter is made from pure, rich peanuts. It's packed with energy-giving goodness. And the taste? Well, children love it.
Black Cat Peanut Butter. It's the energy-giving sandwich bread. It's the greatest taste right next to bread. It's the one that helps you get ahead.
Almost if he's got toothache or something.
Yeah.
Well, hello, Sam. You have a good sleep?
Yes, thanks. I think the animal is sick. He is your animal, Jungle?
He's mine, yes, Cat.
Something worries him.
It could be space travel sickness, as they say. Jupiter, let's have a look at your mouth, boy. Just in case there's something like toothache, eh? Come on, open up. There we are.
Say ah, Jupiter.
Hold on, Spaghetti, please, a moment. Ah, oh, Jupiter, you seem all right. Now you're starting to purr, huh? What's the matter? Oh, you're just feeling affectionate, is that it? And why wasn't I making much of you, huh? Paying you attention, is that it?
It must have been that. It does amaze me, though, this contact you and this animal have.
Oh, just one of those things, Doctor.
Where are we right now?
About half a day from Armageddon, Sam. I've checked with the chaps with us, by the way, the astronauts. They're all for getting on with the project.
Oh. Were we going to abort it?
Yeah, we were thinking about it, Sam. And not for our own sakes, of course, but because we are going to make the run into more troubles, and it was only right that we consult the astronauts.
And apparently they're happy to see it through. I knew they would.
Well, they're pretty brave men.
They have been in space before, remember?
I know that, Doctor, but they certainly haven't seen what I've seen, and they can't know to expect something like the, what did you call that animal?
The cock.
The what?
The car.
And I can tell you what it looks like, Sam. Like a rhinoceros with big...
Say that again, Spaghetti. I defy you.
You say what again? Oh, like a rhinoceros with big... caught you out that time, huh? Well, like a... one of those things with big teeth, like a saber-toothed tiger.
Oh, we have those as well.
Saber-toothed tigers?
Well, something like them, yes. But they're not very big at all. Only about 2 meters high.
Only, she says. Oh, you are pulling my leg, little kid.
No, I haven't touched your leg.
Peccato. Oh, it is an idiom, a little way of speaking on Earth, Kit. It means that you are making fun of me.
Oh, I see. No, I do not make fun. There are such creatures.
Sam, Ketra is telling us about Armageddon and what to expect down there. Jupiter? Hey, Jupiter, what's the matter, boy? Hey, come on, come on now. Now look at me and tell me what's up, huh? Was that a kind of warning thing, a warning growl you were giving me? We're flying into trouble? We know that already, boy. Hey, okay. Come on.
Do you know what I think? I think he's got some kind of ear trouble. You know the way a dog does that? Scratches at his ear. Or a cat, even. The ordinary domestic cat.
Maybe, Doctor. Nice little Donegan. Jupiter, I think I'd better give you a physical checkup along the way. I know you keep yourself very clean, and I see to that as well. You could have something in your ears, I suppose. Hang on, let me check. Nothing there that I can see. Come on, let's have the next ear. Come on. Hey! Hey! Come on, crawling at me. Jupiter, you haven't done anything in ages. Come on now, Jupiter. Come on.
Easy
now. Yeah? Come
I've
on.
I've never
Jupiter.
Seen this either. Look at
come
Jupiter.
On. Here we are.
He's staring at Jet now. Jet's putting out his
come
hand
on.
Slowly.
Here we are,
very slowly. And Jupiter just stares. And there, baring his teeth again. But now Jet's touching him again.
There we are. That's better, boy. What's up, eh? You angry with me about something?
Hmm?
That's a good boy. Now you lie down at my feet while Ket finishes her story about Armagan.
The animal will not hurt us?
Jupiter. Jupiter wouldn't hurt a fly unless I told him to.
No, never. You know, we fight all the time. It's just like fighting my own mother-in-law. Mind you, I've never won against her yet, either.
Spaghetti.
What do you want?
Haven't you forgotten something?
See, that you are sitting between me and the controls on the talkback to the astronauts.
No, you're not married.
Of course I'm not married. Little Cat and I are about to announce our engagement, but...
You cannot have a mother-in-law, Spaghetti.
Eh? Eh, well, someone has been giving me a hard time all my life. You as well, what I am talking about.
Hey!
Yes! He actually tried to hit me!
Yes, I saw that.
Jupiter? Jet, there is something wrong with him. Something very wrong. Jupiter boy, here, let me... He tried to get me as well. His claws were out.
He's in pain of some kind. Great pain, Sam. By the animated angles of Antares, this has got me puzzled, but... Dr. Kett, in between the three ships are three ships. There's the docking and locking compartment, right?
Yes, of course. We've inspected there already. And the astronauts, if they wish, could come through there and see us. Except that it would make it rather crowded in here.
Yes, of course, but there is room in that docking section. Spaghetti, Sam, Doctor, and you, Kett, move out of this command ship, get into that compartment.
But why?
Look, something's going wrong with Jupiter. I'm not sure what it is, but he's never done this in his life. He swiped at me, at Spaghetti, and at you, Sam. Now, get out, all of you, please. Stay in there, close the door behind you. I have to find out what's wrong with him.
Robot, make the sound higher. Drive Jupiter mad.
Going on. Something's hurting you, Jupiter, and it seems to be inside your head. Spaghetti, are you in that compartment?
Hey, they're all here.
Well, close the connecting hatch. Hurry. Wait a moment. Wait a moment. What can do this to an animal? What can be doing this to Jupiter? Something inside his head? Stupid, of course. Those astral beings will try anything to kill us to destroy everything. Doctor! Listen, move into the other two ships. There are spare contour seats there. Move in, strap yourselves in, and tell them to do the same.
What's happening, Jet?
Sound, Sam. Sound. I think Jupiter's being gutted by sound. High-pitched sound. Extremely high that animals can hear and we can't. Doctor, look. If I set all our ships spinning fast, we do have some sound systems with us, huh?
Yes, for recovery. In case we come down at night into an ocean, we have sirens.
And if we spin, will that sound be amplified?
Could be. It's not done before, but...
All I want to try and do is make a noise, a high-pitched noise, projecting away from us as we spin, which is what will happen, and this somehow will counter what the astral beings are sending down to us, to Jupiter, to meet their sound and turn it away, or at least mute it, huh?
Jet,
the
decibels, the sirens will rise as we spin like a top. The faster it goes, the higher-pitched the sound. Is that what you mean?
That's exactly what I mean, Doctor. Right, get in with the astronauts, hurry. I'm starting to spin in 30 seconds. Where's the siren switch?
On the control console. It's marked.
Good. Get it moving. Get them stepping as well, please. Hurry it up. Now, listen, Jupiter. Hey. Sign your turn on me, too, hey, boy. That's not your fault, but one thing I dare not do is strap myself in. You could go mad, Jupiter, and strapped in, you'd have me for breakfast. Right. Where is the siren switch? Okay, got it? I can't hear a thing. Now, of course not. I wouldn't. Not inside here. Now. Hey. Don't like the way you're looking at me, boy. Stay where you are, Jupiter. I am Jet, your friend. Stay where you are. This thing's spinning, but... Are you all strapped in there?
Yes, all strapped in, Jet.
Actually sitting on my lap, Jet. Man, this is the way to travel, boy.
Right, here we go. And we set the counter rocket going now. Great.
Jump.
Hey, Jupiter. This one of mine is going quite mad. Why is nothing happening? Oh, idiot jungle, I've set both sets of turn rockets on. They're counterbalancing each other and we're not spinning. Okay, just avoid Jupiter and we cut into one section like this. Right. Yes, we're starting to go. Here we go, and I've got to hold on to something. The contour chair. Lock my arms around the chair. Onto the chair. No, you don't, Jupiter. Jupiter's quite mad now. He's trying to get at me, but he can't get his feet. He's slipping all over the place. Bouncing all over the place. Hold on, Jet. Spinning. Hold on to the chair. All your strength. I'm sorry about this, Jupiter. You're going to be bounced around, but...
Spinning faster! Faster! Hold on, Jet! Hold on! This must work! It must work! For our sakes! Spinning! And for Jupiter!
That's one of the kings of the jungle, roaring to go because he eats plenty of what's good for him. It's the same with you growing youngsters. Eat the right food for breakfast. A bowl full of good, nourishing jungle oats, and you're roaring to go.
Mom, I ran the mile in 6 minutes. I'm off to swimming practice now.
That's jungle talk.
Mom, guess what? I'm the junior netball captain.
That's jungle talk. Eat good, nourishing jungle oats for breakfast every day, and you're roaring to take on anything. Jungle Oats, South Africa's champion energy breakfast.
Spinning and being forced back. Pinned to the wall next to Jupiter.
He's trying to get at me still, but the artificial gravity is pinning him back
as well now. No. He can swing at me. Throw us out. He can swing at me, and I can't move.
Sir, you're a dog. What did you like about Dogmore dog food?
It's the gravy.
That's right. Dogmore balanced dog food. It's gravy coated.
Listen every night, Monday to Friday, to the adventures of Jet Jungle, the fittest man in the world. Project Firestar was brought to you by the makers of Black Cat Peanut Butter and Jungle Oats.